بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, there is a lot of rawnak today in the masjid, a lot of people, mashallah, good population. So when we came in, when we drove in here, I was out the whole day today. We had an interfaith meeting, and after that we went to, there was a program in Amherst College. I was speaking there. We finished all that. When we drove in here, we see lots of cars and so on in the masjid. I said, mashallah, lot of roundup. So my friend who was drove me here, he said, somebody must have died. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. How true is that? And that is the reason why we have so much runoff, because somebody died. My brothers and sisters, please, wake up. Wake up. Because the person who passed away, Sultan Ahmad Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his sabr with noor and forgive his sins and give him Jannatul Firdaus and give sabr to his family. Today, that is 3 days after he died, today, his wife's brother, he lost one son, two daughters, one son-in-law, all at the same time. In Karachi, they went to the beach to swim, and they all got washed away. There was some high tide or something. God knows, they didn't know, or whatever happened, Allah alam. Four people, three children and one son-in-law, four children of the same family dead in the same day today. Along with some other people also who died, then they tried to rescue and so on. The son-in-law's body, they still haven't found. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. We made dua for them in Maghrib. When are we going to wake up? I remind myself and you, when are we going to wake up? Please put a date. Right? Put a date. I'm going to wake up on this day, at this time. And we'll make dua, all of us together, that may Allah keep you alive until that day and that time. And then wake up. But if you really believe what Rasulullah ﷺ said, that we cannot be sure when we make salam on the right side, that you will actually make salam on the left. If you really believe that, then that day and that time is now, right now. Not even today, right now. Every time, when his brother is praying now, you can ask him. He came, when I came to Maghrib, he came and told me, I was shocked. Can you believe, four children? I mean, imagine, may Allah have mercy on those people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them sabr. Four children, jawan ladke, char. Four youths, young adults. At the same time, gone. Kya uske dil pe sadna guzara, sochu aap tara. What must be the state of the heart of those parents? May Allah have mercy on them, subhanAllah. So when is this date of waking up? When are we going to stop our internal quarrels and fights and, you know, and think of focus of something for the Ummah. The Ummah became the Ummah when the Muhajirun went from Makkah to Medina, right? Some came from Habasha, some... Think about this. We use, alhamdulillah, we should and we use honorable terms. We say Muhajirin, we say immigrants, but actually they were refugees. No? The Sahaba who came, they were refugees because they got thrown out of their home. They didn't come there, they didn't say, you know what, Medina looks like a nice place, let me go and see. They've got nice jobs there, I'll get a job. They came because they had no alternative. They got chucked out of Mecca. They grabbed everything, they took up everything, they threw them out. Some of them escaped with their lives, then they came. So when they came to Medina, What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Did he say to the people of Medina, my brothers and sisters of Medina, let us set aside a place, we will have this refugee camp, all these people will be there, and please give me donations, and let us look after them, put a tents there and so on, give them nice food, right? Did he say that? He would have done that. No, refugee camps, alas. Please give some, everyone, please donate your old clothes, bring them to the masjid or somewhere, we'll distribute the old clothes. He pointed to one person, you and you are brothers. Now these two have nothing in common. Nothing in common. One is a Persian slave, Salman al-Farsi. Social order, lowest of the low. Foreigner from some other land. Doesn't speak the language, nothing. He is made the brother of who? Abu Darda al-Ansari. Among the shurafa of the Medina. Arab. I mean, the Arabs were racist like nobody's business. I won't say how they are now, but those days they were. They became brothers, and this is only one story. I mean, there are any number of them, the same stories. They became brothers to the extent where one day Salman Farsi comes home, radiallahu anhu, and he sees the wife of Abu Darda al-Ansari, radiallahu anha, in a kind of disabled state. You know, she, like maybe her hair is not combed or something. And so he said to her, why are you looking like this? What, you know, you look like... So she said, because your brother is not interested in me anymore. He said, why do you say that? She said, because he prays all night, he fasts all day, there's no time for me. So Salman al-Farsi said, okay, I'll take care of it. So, lunchtime, Abu Darda came home, radiallahu anhu. He brought out the food, he put the food. Salman al-Farsi, radiallahu anhu, said, sit down and eat with me. He said, no, I'm fasting. He said, why are you fasting? This is not Ramadan, this is not, you know, any particular day. It's a nafil fast, break the fast. He said, yeah, Rajul, I mean, I'm fasting. No fast, you sit here and eat. Break your fast. Or I won't eat. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he sat down and he broke his fast and he ate with him. Obviously, he was very unhappy, but he did it. Then in the night, they lie down to sleep. Abu Darda is not sleeping. So the son of Farsi said, what happened to you? He said, no, I'm going to pray. He said, pray what? We finished Salatul Isha. He said, no, Qiyamul Layl. He said, no, Qiyamul Layl. Qiyamul Layl, one last third of the night. Now sleep. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu lay down for a little while. He thought Salman Farsi was sleeping. He got up. He said, well, he said, where are you going? So Abu Darda said, what is this? This is my, you are doing jabar on me. This is zulub. He said, no zulub. He said, Allah has a right on you. Your body has a right on you. And your family, your wife has a right on you. Give each one their rights. You can't say, I will worship Allah all night and I will fast all day and then nobody will know. Anyway, last third of the night, they both got up, prayed tahajjud, went to Salatul Fajr for Masjid Nabawi Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this practice after Salatul Fajr. After all the Salat, he would turn around and sit. But after Salatul Fajr especially, he would turn around and sit, and then he would ask people, has anyone seen any dream? If somebody had a dream, he would interpret. Otherwise, he would do a short khatira kind of thing, reminder, whatnot. So that day, when he turned around and sat, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have a complaint against my brother. He said, what complaint? He said, this is what he's doing. I was fasting, he made me, force me to break my fast. I want to pray, he's not letting me pray, he makes me sleep and so on. and this is Zulu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what did your brother tell you? Why did he do that? He said, he told me that Allah has a right on me, and I have, my body has a right on me, and my family has a right on me, and therefore I must give everyone their rights. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, your brother is correct. Now think about this. I have a brother. He loves me very much. I love him very much. But do you think I will tell him this kind of stuff? I don't know. If you have a brother like this, if you think you will talk to your brother, go try it. They did it. They accepted it. Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes him the brother of, the name is not coming into my head, but one of the big Ansari Sahaba. Young man, wealthy Arab. Bilal bin Rabah, African slave. Okay. But Bilal bin Rabah, the African slave, is okay, but he had enormous, respect in the community and so on. So his brother, his Arab brother, one day he tells him, I want to get married to this girl, the daughter of so-and-so. I want you to come and recommend me. Because, if you say something, you are highly respected and so on. So the father will agree. So Bilal said, okay, let's go. So they go there. Bilal says to the father of this girl, he said, my brother here, he's a very good man, mashallah. He is a good Muslim, he practices, he's a very good man, but he has a very short temper. So he gets angry very fast. Right? So that his brother looking at him. He said, I brought you to recommend me or to do damage to me. I mean, you are supposed to be my wakil. What kind of wakil is you? He said, no, I have to speak the truth. No, you got a short temper, so I've got to tell them. I'm coming here, I can't tell them, you don't have a... They have to tell you. Oh, love for each other. Now to do that, and I'm going to end with this, two very critical requirements. Number one, don't demand conformity with your brother. Don't demand that he must believe exactly what I believe. He must follow exactly what I follow. My sheikh should be his sheikh. My this should be his. No. No. Allah is the same God for him and for me. Right? He is worshipping Allah. He is not worshipping me. So whether he worships Allah in this way or that way is none of my business. If he asked me, tell him. Tell him. If he doesn't ask you, keep quiet. You decide. Is my salah so perfect that I have now time to look at somebody else's salah and say your salah is imperfect? Look at your own salah, boss. Let the other one's salah be perfect, imperfect. Who cares? Huh? Who cares? He has his hands here. They let him have his hands in his pocket. Let him have his hands on top of his head. What is your problem? Right? You pray the way you believe is correct. Stay with that. So, accept difference. My point is, we have friends who are not Muslim. You are willing to accept the fact that somebody is worshipping a stone. No problem. You are willing to accept the fact that somebody says Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, is God. No problem. But you got a Muslim who has Shia belief, who has some Barelvi belief, or who has some other belief. La hawla la quwwata illa billah, astaghfirullah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What's your problem, ya habibi? Let him have any belief he wants one. That's not your business. Right? You straighten your connection with Allah. That's the only thing which matters. Your connection with Allah is the only thing which matters, not somebody else. Leave them alone. Let him eat halal, haram, whatever. That's not your problem. You don't need it. You eat what you consider to be correct. Let them do what they want. Then you will say, well, what about Amar bin Maruf, right? Amar bin Maruf, alhamdulillah, very good. Nahy al Munkar, to the extent that when it is done in front of you, you can say one time, my brother, please. And very nicely, please, look, this is incorrect. After that, it's your job over. If he still says, thank you very much, I will still do it, no problem, go ahead. Not my problem. So accept difference, number one. Number two, forgive each other. Forgive each other. Don't carry garbage in your heart. Right? Don't carry garbage in your heart. People, we are all human. There is nobody here who is perfect. There will be a time I can give it to with me, I'll write, give it your writing. There will be a time, and probably many times, when I will say things you won't like. I will guarantee you. If you don't forgive me, then I cannot exist. So also, each for us, we will say things, we will do things which somebody else won't like because we are human. We do that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to forgive us. Right? Do we say, Ya Allah, don't worry about forgiveness, I am perfect? No. See, Allah, I make mistakes, Ya Allah, please. So we expect Allah to forgive us and you don't want to forgive somebody else? What is this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who forgives his brother, Allah will forgive him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who hides his brother's faults, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hide his faults. Even if you know something negative about your brother, keep your mouth shut. Cover. Become the cover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your brothers. People come and tell me, for me, people come and tell me things every day, believe me. This is one is doing that. It goes inside me, now nothing comes out. Not my job. Don't. Cover each other's faults. Forgive each other. Then we will have an ummah. Believe me, today we need desperately to be together. We need to have unity. Tomorrow I'll talk more about unity and so on, but we need this. We do not need division. We have enough divisions. We do not need more divisions. Be together, be one. If somebody is doing something differently, leave them alone, forgive each other. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. And we have the best example, the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. I just told you two stories. There are many, many, many stories like this. Alhamdulillah. So let us try to emulate these people, not simply tell stories. We must try to emulate that in our lives. Right? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join our hearts together, keep our hearts together, fill our hearts with khair and barakah and noor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with all of us and to forgive all those who passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill their forehead with noor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give sabr to the parents of the family of those people, who all of those young people who passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with them and to give them sabr and khair. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us here and all your children. May Allah keep them safely and make them the coolness of your eyes, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.